New hope in jetliner search.
Quite likely, this is from MH370.
Cincinnati cop indicted in motorist shooting.
This is the most asinine act I've ever seen a police officer make.
Uproar builds over lion kill. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It could be the first piece of a mysterious puzzle in the Western Indian Ocean. Plane debris found on Reunion Island off the coast of Africa, a part of a Boeing 777 wing. Australian Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss says they're checking now to see if it is part of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, which vanished 16 months ago with 239 people on board.
There is a number on the parts, BB670. That is not a serial number or a registration number, but it's possible that it could be a maintenance number.
And CBS News aviation analyst Mark Rosenkerr.
This particular part is going to give us a lot of evidence when we get it to the lab. We're going to be looking very carefully to see if there were tears, crumples, any type of charring. All of those things will give us clues to help us understand what may have happened to that aircraft.
Miracle on the Hudson pilot Sully Sullenberger is a CBS News consultant.
With the prevailing currents and winds that flow from east to west, this ended up about where you would have expected it to if it entered the water in the general area that we've been searching.
And he says investigators have to work backwards now to plot how the debris got there.
You have to realize how much time has passed, how complex the currents are with seasonal variations. And that process really lacks sufficient resolution, I think, to pin it down much more than it's been done up to now.
Relatives of the passengers on Flight 370 are watching this with keen interest. Aquita Gonzalez's husband was a member of the crew.
We can have some sort of closure until they bring the whole aircraft back, and then I can give my husband the peace that he needs.
Now to Cincinnati, where hundreds demonstrated last night. After the murder indictment against a now-fired white University of Cincinnati police officer.
Until I can figure out if you have a license or not, go ahead and take your seatbelt off for me.
Ray Tenzing's confrontation with a black motorist during a traffic stop ended with him shooting and killing the man.
Purposeful killing of another. That's what makes it murder. He purposely killed him.
Prosecutor Joe Dieters called the shooting an asinine act.
People don't get shot for a traffic stop, unless they're violent towards the police officer. And he wasn't. He was simply, slowly rolling away.
Tensing's attorney says the officer feared he was going to be dragged under the car as it started to move and feared for his life. A Minnesota dentist is in seclusion as protesters surround his office. Walter Palmer is under fire for hunting and killing a beloved and protected lion in Zimbabwe. Ashley Roberts of WCCO-TV says the dentist has suspended his practice.
In an email to his patients, Palmer said, "A substantial number of comments and calls from people who are angered by this situation and by the practice of hunting in general has disrupted our business and our ability to see our patients."
And two others tied to the case made a court appearance in Zimbabwe yesterday. At the trial of the Colorado movie theater gunman, more testimony from the parents of James Holmes. Yesterday, his mother told the jury, considering his punishment, that her son was almost unrecognizable when she first visited him in prison.
His eyes were kind of darting back and forth. His eyeballs were bulging. He wasn't talking gibberish, but it took forever to get each word out.
Arlene Holmes says the psychiatrist treating her son never told her he had homicidal thoughts. Three University of Virginia graduates are suing Rolling Stone magazine. They were members of the fraternity profiled in a gang rape story that was retracted. CBS's Jim Krasula.
A lawyer for the three men says they suffered, quote, vicious and hurtful attacks because of the debunked Rolling Stone magazine article. The defamation lawsuit said the UVA rape story, quote, created a simple and direct way to match the alleged attackers based on details in the article. The suit says the story had a devastating effect on the reputations of the three UVA graduates who were members of the Phi Kappa Psi fraternity.
The parent company of the for-profit college University of Phoenix says it's being investigated by the Federal Trade Commission for possible deceptive or unfair business practices. The school is the largest recipient of federal aid for veterans. Brand new national poll has Donald Trump ahead of the rest of the Republican presidential field. Trump, with 20%, has a 7-point lead over Scott Walker in the Quinnipiac poll, but he trails the three Democratic hopefuls in head-to-head matchups. 50 years ago today, President Johnson put pen to paper, creating Medicare and Medicaid.
This great nation, the most powerful of all nations, should no longer continue to ask our old people to trade dignity and self-respect for hospital and nursing home care.
Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The fight to establish Medicare lasted 20 years.
Under the Truman administration,
Ronald Reagan actively campaigned against the program in 1961.
We do not want socialized medicine.
But in July of 1965, Medicare passed with the support of 17 Republicans in the Senate, 70 in the House. The program remains popular.
The problem is Medicare, as is currently constituted, is not a sustainable program.
And Hofstra University professor Richard Himmelfarb warns in the years to come,
spending has to be curbed.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
An oil slick that's 2 miles wide off Goleta, California, is expected to dissipate on its own over the next several days. Ron Hudson had trouble with his kayak when he hit the spill.
And places it was really gunky, tight, brown stuff. I never seen it on such a large area like that.
The source of it isn't clear, but it's in the same area as a bigger spill a few months ago. There's something in the water in Rio, and it's making some athletes training for the 2016 Summer Olympic Games sick. An Associated Press analysis of water at the Olympic swimming and boating sites found it contaminated with human feces. An Olympian from another era is cleaning out the attic. Jim Craig, goaltender on the Miracle on Ice hockey team in 1980, is auctioning off his gold medal, uniforms, skates, mask, even the flag he draped around his shoulders when the U.S. beat the Soviets. The price for the collection is set at $5.7 million. Most of us don't think much about our auto insurance till we need it in an accident. A new analysis finds what we may not know could hurt us. Margot Gilman of Consumer Reports magazine says credit scores play a big part in the rates we pay.
So big is the premium sometimes on poor credit scores that it is greater than the cost to a driver who has a DWI conviction.
And she says driver's ed courses and insurance bundling actually does little to lower rates. Strange night in baseball in New York.
And a nice big hand for Wilmer Flores as he comes to bat. Most of these fans know that Wilmer's about to get traded.
And Mets shortstop Wilmer Flores was cheered and reduced to tears later on the field as news of his trade spread, and he was curiously not removed from the game on SNY. Later it turned out there was no deal. Reports say the trade with Milwaukee fell through. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.